Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Chav Dalid, second to last daf here in Bar Malikin. We are on Chav Gimel Amid Beis. So we're in the middle of discussing. There was a machlokas quoted here. If somebody does one act of bishul and mavir, right, an act of lighting a fire and cooking at the same moment. So one day it says you chayev two, right, you did two malachas, but the other day it says no, it's defined as one malacha, and you have to choose. You have to choose how this, is this defined as a cooking or is this defined as lighting fire? So we said, which one is it? Which one is it? So we said again, one Tana says two, one Tana says one. And according to one who says one, which one is it? So within that Tana, there's a machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, whether it's mavir or mevashel. So we're going to get back to that based on the discussion that we just brought here on Chaf Gimel Mabeis. The Gemara quoted, what happens if a czar does avodah in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos? But a czar is never allowed to do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. But usually avodah is docha Shabbos by a Kohen. So the question is, how many averis does a czar get? Because after all, it's Shabbos. Shabbos is mutter for a Kohen. So maybe he only gets one avera of doing avodah. But no. But he's not a Kohen. So maybe he can't. And the same question about a balmum doing the avodah. So the Gemara tried to say, Bar Kappari asked Rabbi Chiya Ruba, but what do you mean? Bar Kappari, Rabbi Chiya Ruba was the one that says that your chayiv, again, the, Reb Chiya Ruba is the one that says you're chayev two. Bar Kappara says you're chayev one. Reb Chiya Ruba says you're chayev, he's chayev for Zar and for Shabbos. So he says, you're chayev, so Mazar Bar Kappara. Bar Kappara asks, Reb Chiya Ruba, how can you be chayev two? It's mutter for a Kohen to do. You ever have something that's, that it was usur, but the Torah mattered it for a Kohen and didn't matter it for Yisrael? So the Gemara says, yeah, three examples. Three examples. Each of these seems to be an act that you do that then takes an Isra, it's matrit for Kohen, and it's still Asr for Yisrael. Kemitza, right, that's the leftover mincha, we said number one. Number two, we said malika, that's the shchita of a kachim bird. So by each of those, it becomes mutra for the Kohen to eat afterwards, and Yisrael still Asr. So each time, the Gemara said, no, that's not a good model. Because there, really, it became mutra for Yisrael too, from the previous Isr. It's a new Isr. The Charzal Yochal Kodesh is a new Isser that even after it was matired really for everyone, it's still a new Isser for Yisrael. That's how the Gemara understood. That was the two we did. But now there's one more. There's one more. Again, Malika is also a great thing to talk about, which we don't have time for. The Gemara talks in one place, says, Malika is nevela that a Kohen is allowed to eat. Really? Because usually if you check Malika, the Malika is from the back of the neck, not from the front of the neck, like usually when you check the bird. Malika is from the back of the neck, so that would be a nevela by a chulin animal. So, but it's allowed. So is that nevela that you're allowed to eat? Is it not a nevela? Okay. But the Gemara first quotes a third idea. Harei tevel. What about tevel? Ad shelo niskan asur lazeh lazeh. Before your mafresh shumas and maestros from tevel, it's asur to everyone, even the kohen. Misha niskan asur lazeh mutar lekohanim. But once it is, you do afrasha, so now what happened? It became mutar for a kohen. And still Asr for Yisrael. So don't you see, isn't that another example? The first two were rejected. But isn't that an example where something could be matir for a Kohen and still Asr for a Jew? So again, this is all defense. So too on Shabbos. It could be Asr, the Avodah on Shabbos to do besides being the Isr of Zar. And again, the same answer is Amar Leishan Yehi Dechsiv V'char Zolo Yochal Kodesh. The same answer given. No. That's a new Isr. That's a new Isr. So now that's a lot of lumdus. Because we know that Tevel is Misa B'dei Shamayim, and Truma for a Yisrael is Misa B'dei Shamayim. This Gemara, the Pasha Pshat of this Gemara seems to be that those are not connected to each other. Because the Gemara seems to say in its answer, in its rejection, no, it was Mutter for everybody, and this is a new Isser of Akar Zolo Yochal Kodesh. But in Lamdis, is that true? That's where Yosef Engel and other Achronim talk about. Yosef Engel in the second Simen, in Asvin Daraisa, we've quoted this before, and that is Nistapakti. Nistapakti as the suffix. Ha de Truma Asur Lazar. The fact that Truma is also to Azar. Imhu Isser Chadash. Shen is Chadash Aidei Hafrasha. Before there was an Isser of Tevel, and now there's an Isser of Truma. Two different Isurim. Nothing to do with each other. O Dilma, no. In Yano, she Isser Tevel Shebo Bimkama Omeid. Sha Truma Hitira Isser Tevel Sheba. Ach Lekoein. Avalo Lazar. Maybe it only mattered it for a Kohen and not to a Zar. Teda, and I'll prove it to you, because it's the same Onesh, as I said. Shahare on Shem Shaveh. Sheonesh Tevel hu b'misa b'dei shamayim v'chein Truma. B'dei shamayim. Al kein nirek tzas mizeh. She is her truma lazaro itam tevel. So it sounds that way. What are the sources that he quotes? First, he quotes Rashi Tosfos Yevamos Peivav. We've quoted that before. Rashi seems to say in Yevamos Peivav and Aleph that tevel is osur because of the truma shebo. That's what Rashi sounds like. Tevel is osur because there's truma in it. And Tosfos asks there, but what do you mean? If it's only osur because of the truma shebo, then a kohen should be able to partake because a kohen can eat truma. So he argues with Rashi. The answer to that is no. Even if something is usher because of the truma shibbo, it could be that it's still usher to the kohen until there's a hafrasha done. Just like karbanos. Karbanos are usher to a kohen until zrigas adam is done. So it still could be usher, even if a kohen is going to be able to eat it. So that's first source he quotes, Rashi and Tosfos. What's the second source? If you had all of Torah Shebaal Peh on your fingertips, like Rabbi Yosef Engel did, what would you quote to answer this question? Right? Is truma a hemshech of the isser of tevel or something new? He says, matzasi svarazu b'Yerushalmi Shabbos. Perek Sheni, it's Mefurish. This is Mefurish. Right? The Gemara seems to say that it is something new. It is something new. So he quotes this Machlokas Shabchia Bar Kapara. He quotes this Machlokas. Uplug the Zui Gamke Bavli, Yivamis Daflam Abbas, El Debu Shalmi, Hosif Lahavi, Bevuktazos, right? This addition. Tavalash Lo Niskan, the line that we just quoted, Shan Yihi. Hare Mefurish, Shizvarazo, he's Plukdas Shabchia Bar Kapara. So this could be the Machlokas. Reb Bar Kapara, who brought this as a kasha, he obviously feels that it's one iser. It's one iser that was matter to one and not matter to the others. Reb Chiya Ruba answers and says, no, it's a new iser. So machlokas amaran, this issue. So Reb Chiya, iser tevel bimkoma omein. Reb Betruma, le Bar Kapara, iser tevel chalaf. Maybe I flipped it. Chalaf lo, ve iser atchum lazar, iser chadashu. And then he goes through many other sources, but this is the Rabbi Yosef Engel there in Aspen Daraisa, Simon Beis. Okay, so we continue. So there was a defense. Rabbi Chiya Ruba defended himself. So now we say, Amrin Neitze Lechus Venomar. Okay, let's try to go research. Maybe let's go research. Let's go to the libraries. Nafgid Vishamun. They heard really it's a Machlokas Tanoim. Meaning, how many are you chayev? Again, if a Yisrael does Avoda on Shabbos, or a Baal Mum Kohen does the Avoda, how many Averis do you get? Do you just get Aveira Balmum and Zar, or even Shabbos, says the Gemara, Biosi Omer Shtayim, or Shimon Omer Achas? Mandamar Achas Bishim Zarus, Mandamar Shtayim, Achas Bishim Zarus, Churnasa Lam, and then the other one's gonna be for Shabbos. So the Gemara says, okay, let's say the opinion that says the Yisrael is gonna be Chayav for Shabbos also. Which part of the Avoda is Machal Shabbos that he's doing that he's gonna be Chayav for? Churnasa Lama, Bishim Shchita. What, the Shchita? That's a Malacha. But guess what? Yisrael is allowed to do that. Hare Shchita Bizar Kshera. Right, we know, before Avodos Hadam, the Yisrael is allowed to do the first one. Shchita Kabbalah Holad Chazrika, but Shchita is allowed to be done. So that can't be, that's not answer to him to do. That he could do. We've spoken about that a lot in the past. Is there a Lachachila for the Tzar to do it? Or it sounds like, but yeah, Shchita Bizar, Kshera. But like, it's better if a Kohen does it. But even so, it's Mutter. Right. Is this connected to the principle called Shchita Lav Avodahi? There is a day in Tosfos that says these two principles are connected. Shchita Lav Avodahi, that it's a different type of Avodah than the others, and Shchita Kshera Bizar. So one day in Tosfos in Zvachim connects those two principles. But either way, back to the Gemara. So it can't be that the Chil Shabbos is happening with the Shchita, because Yisrael is allowed to do that. Elam Yishum, what are the other three? Hiluch, Zrika, V'Kabbalah, if it's not in order, right? Shchita Kabbalah, you catch the blood. Holacha Zrika. So, but those aren't malachas. In Elishvus, to sprinkle blood is only a Durabanan, right? To walk in the base of Mikdash, Kabbal, catching the blood, at most those would be Shvusim, Durabanans. So what's the malacha that we're talking about? The Yisrael did that, he's going to be Chayev too. Havi les taima, Elam Yishum, Ichul, Evarim, Upidarim, Shoyim, Masachon, Agam, Yemizbeah, Kolalaila. He burned pieces of the animal, parts of the animal that have to be burned on the Mizbeah. Meaning, what malacha does he do? Lighting a fire, the fire gets bigger as you put an animal on it, the meat, and maybe Bishul. That's the question. All that is Rabbi Yehuda. So now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who we said up above, Rabbi Yehuda was the one that said up above that what's the one malacha being done? Mavir. According to the opinion that says you only have one, if you do Mavir and Bishul, you only have Mavir, then fine. This fits in. You're doing Mavir. You're making the fire bigger by putting this on the Mizbeach. But al daiter Rabbi Yosi, what was the one that he said? Mevashel. Do amar misha mevashel. Ma bishul yeshkan. What are you cooking? Right. What's the question?
you want this to be burned to a crisp, right? You're not cooking this to eat. You want to be burned to a crisp. So says the Reb Chaim Kanievsky, that would be called a malacha she'esuch legufa. That would be a malacha that's, you're not doing it for the same purpose that was done in the Mishkan. You just want to burn it up. So that's not going to be bishul daraisa. So how could he suggest that that's going to be the one? Answer, mikivan shu rotze bi'ichulan kimevashahu. No, you still want it consumed. Meaning bishul, now we're expanding the definition of bishul. Bishul doesn't only mean making it edible to eat. Right? The Rambam gives an example of bishul, melting metal. Melting metal is also bishul. Are you not cooking anything? The answer is because you are using a medium of heat to change the form of an item. If you generalize it like that, then that's what this is happening here, right? Metal or burning or all of that. And that's what we learn from this halacha. Good. Next Mishnah. Al shalosh averos nashim mesos b'shas leidasan. Three averos, women, might die during childbirth. I mean, childbirth is a dangerous time, as the Gemara is going to say. And therefore, the Beis Din Shamala, you know, looks down carefully on these mitzvahs that a woman does. And these are really mitzvahs that are connected to women. Al-Shein Aziris Benida, Bechala, Ubalakas Aner. Nida, Chala, right? Priest says Nida, Chala. The Gemara is going to talk about each one. Hafrashas Chala, because generally the woman, let's say, is the one that bakes. Lav Dafka. Same mitzvah applies to a man and woman. But this is the woman. Uba Halakas Aner, and Halakas Aner Shabbos. Right? This is the only reference, Beferish, here in the Mishnayos about the mitzvah. Halakas Ner, it was given to the women. Right? The Rishonim quote two reasons why Halakas Ner was given to women. We'll see on Amud Beis here, all three of these are connected to Chava. All connected to Chava. Fine. That's all three. The Rambam gives a different reason. Why Halakas Ner is a women's, there's the same obligation on a man and a woman to do Halakas Ner, but the woman is the one that does it because she's involved in the Tzorchei Habayis. The Rambam's Lashon. So I like to think that's a fundamental idea of she, the mother, that Keres HaBayis is the one that creates the ambiance in the house, and therefore it's on her, not just because she's involved in the house, but something deeper there. But these are the three. The Achronim wonder why the three words are not parallel. It could have said Nida, Chala, Ner. Instead it says Nida, Chala, Hadlakas Aner. So why don't you say Prisas Nida Hafrashas Chala? Why do you focus on Halakas Aner? So two of the Achronim that, you know, first Rabbi Kiveger was earlier, 1700s. Kiveger says on Mishnayos, well, as we just mentioned, the woman lights the candles, but it's the husband's mitzvah too. So you know what? The husband needs to set up the candles. The husband needs to set up the candles. And this in Thursday, oh, I get home late on Friday. Do it Thursday night. Do it Tuesday night. Hadlakas Haner, that's what the woman should do. The Sidur Haner, the husband should do. The Hadlo Tani Stam, Ubiner, this is Rabbi Kiveger on the Mishnayos, the Tani Ubachala, Velotani Bafarshas Chala, why? Kasa Betikune Zohar, Shabala Bayis, Yisakinis Haneros, Veishto Tadlik, Shabachi Tani Halakas Haner, Lomar Tatikin Lavale Rami. Fine, that's that. The Rishash on the Mishnah, the Rishash on the Mishnah here in Shabbos says no. Halakas Aner means sometimes she won't be careful with the Zmanim and light too late. Because after all, the Rishash asks, how is Halakas Aner on this list? Nida and Chala are Isurei Krisus. Right? Misa v'Shamayim. Hafrash Chal is Tevel. And Nida is Kari, so if you're not careful. Halakas Aner is Shabbos? That's a Derabanan. She's not careful. That belongs on this list. Right, the other two are serious infractions. So says the Rishash, no, maybe the point is that she lights candles too late. And that's a Chilul Shabbos. Like, that belongs on the other two, that she's not careful with the time. Nearly a kavanah bakan al sheina zeiros be halakas neiros mi ba'od yom u'machalalos iser Shabbos be iser skila. So maybe that's what it means. And that's why it's not halakas aner. She's lighting the candle too late. And that's the problem. Okay. We continue. Al-Shalosh Averos Nashim Mesos. Three, these Averos. Is Tani Tani Yolados. Some say, some have the Girsa of Yolados, meaning, her daughters. Is Tani Tani Yoldos. Yoldos are, no, the woman in childbirth. I mean, is it dangerous for her daughters? Like somehow, there's an idea in Chazal that if a child is
connected to the sins of the parent, even though we say, lo yimsu avos albanim, lo yimsu avos, but some say, if they deserve it anyway, the parent will protect, and if they'll lose the parent's protection, however you say it, mandamar yilados tani b'shem Rabbi Yehuda, the one who says yilados, it means the daughters, is connected to the following, ba'avon nadarim b'ana mesim. Sometimes the avon of a neder could cause problems for one's children. My taima, what's the source? Lashav hikesi es b'nechem. Lashav for shvu ashav and neder shav. Hashem says hikesi es b'nechem. So this is a precedent for an avera being done where the children are nitfas. Children are nitfas. Again, it's important to note this is a concept that we don't fully understand, but we do subscribe to the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's system is just. And David HaMelech says, we say it every Shabbos morning, Tzadku Yachtav. Tzadku Yachtav, right? We say in the Mizmar, we say in Perek Yutes of Tehillah, Mishpate Hashem Emes, Tzadku Yachtav. The Achronim Rav Bunim, Miparshischa says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like a human judge. A human judge, somebody's on trial, you punish them. You punish them for whatever they... You don't take into account every single person in their life that might be affected by their being in jail. No, this person is deserving of punishment, but Hashem doesn't do that. Hashem takes into account every ramification of every difficulty and sorrow. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu donas ha'adam, ela imkei mishpato yetzodei gam legabe aviv, v'imo, u'bnei mishpachto, v'yedidav, v'o'avav. But if you see if one of them is going to be in sar, then it's going to be batal. Then it's going to be batal. And that's what David HaMelech says. Pada b'shalom nafshi, Hashem redeem me, mikravli from my battle, ki barabim hayu imadi. Because there were a lot of people involved. There's a lot of people involved, so then that is, that helped. And here in the Kamosi Shal Rav, on Tehillim, he quotes also from the Baal HaKedah, that's what Yehuda says. Yehuda says to Yosef, you can't take Binyamin. Kir oso ki ein hanar v'ames. Yaakov, what does Yaakov have to do with it? No, because he's saying, You have to widen your view of mishpat. Even if you're going to punish this person who you think stole your goblet, but Yaakov Avinu is going to be affected, and that's tzadku yachtav. Hashem's mishpat is tzedek. We continue. Uman damar yoldos, and according to the one who says yoldos, it's the woman herself will die in childbirth. Mikanchei nasata makatri galav shasakana. During times of danger, so then that's when the satan rears his head. And now the Gemara is about to quote six sources, six psukim, where this might be based on. That at dangerous times, that's when we're judged. And therefore, we have to be careful. And that's why it's better not to put ourselves into dangerous situations. Number one, Repitchaz Rabbi Yirmiyah B'Shem Rabbi Chiyah Bar Bah, Ksiv, V'lefnei Elazar HaKohen Yamod V'Shalom Mishpat Ha'urim, before you go out to war, ask the Urim V'Tumim. It says, Mishpat Ha'urim, B'Seder Ha'urim Ein Ksiv Kan, El B'Mishpat Ha'urim, meaning, at the time of battle, there's going to be judgment. There's going to be din. We din. Ella melameisha b'shah she yisrael yosin lamalchama. When Bnei Yisrael go out to battle, bezen shomala yoshvin aleihem imlin soachim lihinatzeach. Whether they're going to win or not. So that's why at a time of danger, sakana milchama, that's when the one has to be on guard and realize that we're judged then. Amrchiyah bar Abba barba ksiv kisei temachna leivecha v'nishmartim mikol davara. When you go out to battle, you have to be careful. Mishmar to be called davara from anything tamei, from anything dirty. Right, the shechina is in the machane, so you have to be careful. So Gemara says, what? Imeinu yotze, eino tzarech le'shmira. If you don't go out to battle, then you don't need shmira guarding. Ella, no. But by battle, you need extra guarding. Mikan shenasod the makatreg el b'shas sakana. The satan is makatreg at a time of sakana. Two. Number three. Amar v'achlay bar Yaakov. This Rashi quotes on all Torah. Ksiv. V'karo ason baderech. Yaakov Avinu says, how can you take Binyamin? Maybe something's going to happen to him on the way. Vice low, right? Nothing's going to happen to him on the way, at home, only on the way. Elamikan, Shayan, Son of Kadri, Elabashah Sakana. Right? That's number three. Number four. Rabbi Bisna, Bashem, Rablai, Aksiv, Yom Tsara. Right? This is the Rav Chaim Kanievsky here quotes the background. If you didn't want to look up the whole story, remember Ashur. Ashur surrounded, Ashur sent the 10 tribes into Galus, and they surrounded Yerushalayim. Remember, they were going to, Sancheriv would have attacked, he would have won, but he went to sleep, and 180,000 soldiers died overnight. But he sent his general Ravshaka beforehand to blaspheme and to curse out the Jews. And when that happened, Chizkiyo says, Yom Tzara V'Tochecha U'Na'atza Yom Hazeh. Today is a day of pain and the ni'utz, and cursing God, but also says Tochecha, a day of rebuke. Day of rebuke. Hayom Acher Lo. What, other days not? Why does this, the day of rebuke, a day that we have to take Musar? Same thing. That at dangerous times, at battle times, that's when the Satan has more power, so to speak. Number five, Rabbi Ivo Bar Nagri Ksiv, Behi Shafto Yetzei Rasha. A little unclear exactly how this is a limud. We'll say one shot. At the judgment, the Rasha goes out. Yetzei Tzadik Eng Siv Ksad Ela Behi Shafto Yetzei Rasha. Right? During Mishpat, the Rasha could go out. Who's the Rasha? Maybe it's the Satan, the Malach HaMavis. The Rasha could go out. Again, different ways to understand that line. Amr, before we get to number six, actually, that's five. There were five. Okay. Amr, Babarbina, Neser. Once we're talking about dangerous things, so don't do dangerous, don't put yourself into dangerous situations. Neser, Shumotor, Ligag, Ligag. If you have a board that's going from one roof to another, afilu rachav kama, even if it's very wide, also la'alechalav. Don't walk on it, right? Even though you think it's safe, don't do things that are possibly dangerous. Lama, ela mikanchi, it's a makadri, gal b'shas sakana. Right? This isn't a source. But this is just using the din. Don't put yourself into a danger. I think we mentioned a couple of days ago, the balance of the halacha of not putting ourselves in danger versus Shereb Salam Hashem, which is Hashem guards those that are tamim and simple, and that principle means that there's a certain level of risk that is taken in certain acceptable activities, and sometimes it's not exactly clear, you know, where that line is. Again, for Moshe Feinstein in the early days, the 50s, the 60s, he used that in the context of smoking. Shereb Salam Hashem, how many people smoke, how many people are sick? But over the years, you see in every decade that he wrote a tshuva, 50, 60, 70, he wrote a tshuva, he's getting more and more machmir, more and more machmir. And then you don't know what he would say today. My father, one of the tshuvas is written to my father in the Gris Moshe, and my father begged him to aser it in the 60s. But he wouldn't. He wouldn't, and nobody knows what Moshe would say today. Nowadays, we have many that aser. But that's this balance. When do you see it goes from Shomer Psalm Hashem to Sakana? Rav Amar, Hayoshev Bebayis Merura. If you're sitting in a dilapidated house that might fall down, Ose Malach HaMavis Denista Shalom. The Malach HaMavis is going to get a creditor, meaning he's going to make you pay. Dechsev, Yashi Maves Alemo. Yashi is like a creditor. Come on, the Tamer, like it says, Kisasha Varecha Mashas Muma, the Pasuk in Kiseitse. So a creditor will bring deaths. If it don't put yourselves in dangerous situations. So one of the Achronim in the back say, oh, this sounds like Tainus Daf Chaf Aleph in the Bavli. Remember, Ilfen Rabbi Yochanan. Ilfen Rabbi Yochanan were walking, they left Yeshiva, and they went under a rickety bridge. And there were two malachim in Shemayim talking, let's knock the bridge on them. Why only now? Because now they were sitting in Makam Sakana. Now they were sitting under this rickety bridge, and therefore something could happen. Amar Rabbi Levi, Bishlosha Makomos, Hasatan Matsui Lakatreg. There are three things that are dangerous. You shouldn't do. Hamahalech Baderech Batzmo. Don't go on a trip by yourself in a situation where it's dangerous. Fayashim Ebeis Afalatzmo. Sleeping at home alone. Vamafarish Be'ama Gadol. And taking a trip into the sea. Pashas means the Mediterranean. So again, you have to know based on societal norms. But, you know, this is, was deemed dangerous. If it wouldn't say in the Pasuk that Hashem puts away a derech in the yam, people would just drown in the sea. Hashem puts it that we can survive in the sea. Hayosh anosim bayam derech. Rabbanan amrin, hanosim bayam derech, min ha'atzeres v'arachag. You should only go out to the sea between Shavuos and Sukkos. It's the summer, the water is calmer, so that's when you should take your trips into the sea. Ubamayim azim netiva, the second part of the pasuk, v'nachag v'archanika. The strong waters, so that's Sukkos d'Chanuka. That's the winter, and don't take trips then. The water is much more wild. Reb Yossi berei d'Rav Tanchum d'Kfar Agin. What happened? Uvda havi ba'asya. There was a story in Asya. Asa boi mifresh v'nachag v'archanuksa. There was somebody who wanted to take a trip. Somebody wanted to take a trip from between Sukkot and Chanukah. Chamse chada matshunisa. A certain woman sees him. Amrulei kedum mefarshin. Now you're going out. Ischamile avui v'gam kfur lo hoysalo. He had a dream. He had a dream at night, and his father, and he sees the phrase, he won't be buried. So they're trying to tell him, don't go. He didn't listen to the matronisa, he didn't listen to his father. He went in the yam. End of story. So what happened? So if you look in the Karbanei says, you know why he went? Because it was Tzorach Mitzvah. So Tzorach Mitzvah, you could go even if it's dangerous. Okay, that's one way you could say this story ended. Rav Chaim Gadievsky says, V'nitba! And he went and he drowned. That's the message. The meaning, Shluchei Mitzvah in Nizokin. But, B'makam Shrei Chazek Shiny. So different, here, at least here, there is no end to the story. There are different versions elsewhere. Rabbi Kohen, Achlai de Rabbi Chia Barba, Rabbi Kohen, the brother of Rabbi Chia, Havi Parish, he was traveling. Asa boy Mifresh Min Chagal HaChanuchta. He was going to go from Sukkot to Chanukah at that time. Amr la'achvi tzaldi alai. He says to his brother, he says, Rav Chia, could you daven for me? I'm going on this dangerous trip. Daven for me. Amr lei, in tzlisi alach, ella in chamitun litzibur matzlun amitra, lo titzrachez al tzlusi. He says, no, if I daven for you, no, the rule is, if you see the tzibur davening for rain, don't take a trip. Don't take a trip, meaning it's the winter. What are you doing? Right? In chamitun litzibur matzlun amitra, they're saying mashav aruach, the same talamata are also lo tisrachit al slusi. Don't rely, right? Be'an arachitz. We say in arachitz is to rely. Don't rely on my tefillah. Okay. Ha da'at, and that's what people say. Kater lulfcha, kater raglach. You bind your lulav, you bind your feet. Meaning, after Sukkot, don't go out. Does this mean get lulav on Sukkot? Does this mean after Sukkot is finished, when you put away your lulav? Okay, either way, it means like around Sukkot time, which is when we start davening for the rain, so then don't take the trips. Back to those three. So what do those three have to do with? Nida, Chala, and Alakazaner. So this Gemara, the Yerushalmi says, they all have to do with Chava. Because all three have something to do with Adam, and Chava extinguished that. Adam Arishon, Damo Shel Olam. Adam was the blood of the world. What does that mean? Adam sustained the world. When trees grew, right, Hashem didn't make it rain until Adam davened. Adam sustained the world like blood sustains a body. Like the dew went up from the ground after Adam davened. And Chava caused Adam to die and herself, but brought Misa to the world, and therefore, so to speak, blood. That's why as a tikkun, the dam nida is somehow connected to the dam of Adam. Again, you could say just simple. Dam of nida is dam of a potential pregnancy that didn't happen. Right? So dam of nida, the halachas of dam nida have to do with life. Not to do with birth. So that's how it could be a tikkun. Ubechala. Adam arishon chala torah la'olam haya. Adam was the chala of the world. What does that mean? Dechsiv. Beit Hashem alakim Adam offer min adama. Hashem took dirt and water and kneaded it and made Adam. V'tai kai demar Rabbi Yosi bar Katzarta, like he says, kiva cha'isha mekashkeshes hisasa mamayim, when a woman mixes up the water and the flour into dough, himabas chalasa, so she takes off chala, right? Just like Hashem mixed the dirt in order to create Adam. V'garma lo chava misa, but chava caused the chala of the world, so to speak, misa. L'ficha masu misas chala li'isha. So that's number two. And number three, ba'alakas haner, Adam Arisho, Nero Shel Olamaya, Adam Arisho was the light of the world. Shnemar Aner Alkim, Nishmas Adam. V'garma lo chava misa, l'ficha masu mitzvah saner li'isha. That's why it was given. The Mishnah Berurah quotes a minhag. Again, this is not the minhag of today, I would say. But we know the minhag is, the Ikar Adin of Shabbos candles is one candle. The minhag is to light two, based on the Gemara in Shabbos. Rav Shimon Yochai came out of the cave and he saw an old man running with two hadasim. And he said, why are you running with two hadasim? One for Zachar, one for Shamar. So from that Gemara, Shabbos Lama Gimel, we light two. But the minhag is also to light one per child. One per child. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this old minhag that the first Shabbos after a woman has a baby, the husband lights the candles. So the Aruch HaShulchan, I think, and other Achronim say maybe this came from the fact that, especially in the days of old, the first Shabbos, a woman couldn't get out of bed. It's very hard for her. She was ill. She was still a yoledes. So they said, you know what? They just made a rule. They don't want some women to be able to get out a bit too hard. You know what? The first Shabbos. So some generally, Bisman is that the women want to light candles. The Shabbos that they could get to add on a candle. So if that, they want to do that, that's what they should do. But some gave the idea of the woman this week brought so much light into the world already with the baby, then she doesn't have to light the candle. She already was misakein, right? The chait. She already brought birth to the world. That's not a defense of. That's an explanation of the minhag. Not a defense, but you know, a woman should light the candles as best as she can. L'chadchila. Fighter. Tani Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shlosha Divke Misahein. There are three connections of death. U'shlosh Tanim Sur L'isha, Ve'eluhe Mitzvahs Nida, Mitzvahs Chala, U'mitzvahs Hadlaka. Good. Period. I guess we'll stop by the Mishnah. Stop by the Mishnah, Men Hashem. We'll continue next time with the end of the second parak and the beginning of the